Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Gershwin, Schubert, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Times two, though. Let's begin with music by Austrian composer Erich Korngold. His symphony in F sharp, opus 40, was his only symphony, although as a teenager back in 1912, he did write a sinfonietta as well. But this symphony was completed in 1952 and dedicated to the memory of the American President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who had died 7 years earlier. The work reuses various themes from the composer's film scores, which includes the 1939 film The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Excess. And in 1959, Dmitri Mitropoulos actually wrote, "All of my life I have searched for the perfect modern work. In this symphony, I have found it. I shall perform it the next season." But unfortunately, Mitropoulos' death intervened. And in fact, the symphony did not enjoy its first concert outing until November 27th, back in 1972. Today, a performance by the BBC Philharmonic. This is the Scherzo. Thank you. The BBC Philharmonic. That was the scherzo from Korngold Symphony in F-sharp. And you can definitely hear a hint of movie soundtracks in that music. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I'm going to go move on to the celebrated violist, Yuri Bashmet. Now, he was born on the 24th of January back in 1953 in Rostov-on-Don, and he revolutionized the status of the viola, or viola, however you want to pronounce it, into a solo instrument on the world stage. In his early years, he studied at the Moscow Conservatory, and back in 1972, Bashmet actually purchased a 1758 viola made by the Milanese luthier Paolo Testor, which he uses for performances up to date now. But since then, he's inspired so many a composer and received pretty well every prize going out there and honor. Today, we're going to hear something from an earlier disc of his, Music by Schubert, from the Sonata for Viola and Piano. This is the Allegretto.
Thank you.
I almost jumped on it. You got to wait for the ending. That was Yuri Bashmet and the Allegretto from Schubert's Sonata for Viola and Piano. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And these next selections celebrate Canadian artists and the art of chamber music, both with the oboe. So it is oboe music times two. So we're going to begin with Quartetto Gelato. Based now in Hamilton, Ontario, they were formed back in 1989 in Toronto. And they do a whole lot of repertoire, a little bit of tango, some gypsy, some klezmer, some jazz, some folk songs, also classical music. And they also play without musical scores. And they are so good that Canadian astronaut Dr. Robert Thirst took their first two CDs with him during his NASA flight on board the space shuttle Columbia back in 1997. Not bad music to listen to when you're in space. And if you're lucky enough to see them in person, their performances include lots of humor, and, you know, they even start to dance from time to time. So from space to Earth, here is La Bohème, Prelude, and Aria. Thank you.
qui sont. Chi sono? Sono un poeta. Che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo? Vivo. Una povertà mia dieta. Salo da gran signore. Primo e di per sogni e per temere e quel castello in aria l'animo mio n'aria dall'alta mia voce
So powerful is that Quartetto Gelato and La Boheme Prelude and Aria. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And as promised, continuing in the chamber music form, more great Canadian artists with, yes, of course, the oboe. Three accomplished musicians got together and created a beautiful disc called Chamber Music for Horn. Features James Somerville, Rena Sharon, and James Mason. So we're going to hear a little music by Carl Reinecke. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The Allegro from Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. That was three great Canadian musicians, James Mason, Rena Sharon, and James Somerville. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe I can squeeze in a few more selections. How about a little Gershwin? Now, he was one of the most significant and popular American composers of all time. He did write mainly for the Broadway musical theater, but also he did a lot of orchestral works and piano blending, taking classical music and joining it with the styles of popular music and jazz. He was the son of a Russian Jewish immigrant, and although his family and friends were not musically inclined, Gershwin did develop an early interest in music and was self-taught to a certain extent. After his parents realized that he was actually pretty good, he began his formal musical education at the age of 11. Studied with Charles Hambitzer, who introduced his young student to some of the works of the great classical composers of all time. Now, Hambitzer was so impressed with Gershwin's potential that he refused payment for any of the lessons and wrote in a letter to his sister, "I have a new pupil who will make his mark if anybody will. The boy is a genius." This comes from the disc, The Piano Rules. Here is Gershwin himself, and so am I.
Thank you.
No one can play that better than Gershwin himself. That was So Am I. And why not a classic from John McDermott? He can actually recall the precise moment when he realized that he had made the right decision to give up his day job, which is probably a good paying job, and make singing his full-time career. That moment came at exactly 8 p.m. on October 5th, 1993, at the Rebecca Cohen Theater in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He walked on stage to a full house and a thunderous East Coast welcome. It was the first concert with his own band, following a year as the opening act for the internationally renowned Irish group, The Chieftains. So from the circulation department of the Toronto Sun, after singing a few Irish and Scottish folk songs at some staff gatherings, he emerged as an amazing Canadian export and a storyteller and musician. This is a classic.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all of the road is falling. Tis you, tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be here in the sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny, and when ye come and all the flowers are dying and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me, and I shall hear the softly tread above me, and on my grave will warmer, sweeter be. And ye shall bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
It definitely brings a tear to my eye. John McDermott and Danny Boy. We have time for one more selection, and why not end with a master? Some music by Bach, which I'm sure you probably know.
Thank you.
Bach's Air on the G String. That was the London Festival Orchestra. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next.